Patrick and I became friends because of a vegetable. Not just any vegetable, a cabbage. And not just any old cabbage, a Korean pickled cabbage, which isn't a round cabbage like Peter Rabbit would eat, but a longer, leafier kind. It gets cut up and salted and packed in big jars with lots of garlic, green onions, and hot red pepper, and then it's called kimchi. Kimchi is really spicy. Koreans eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I don't like kimchi. My mom says that when I was little, I used to eat it. She'd rinse off the spiciness and give me a bite or two. When I got to be 6 or 7 years old, she stopped rinsing it. Most Korean mothers do that, and most Korean kids keep eating it. Not me. I hated the spiciness, and I still do. My mom keeps telling me I should eat it because it's refreshing. But what's so refreshing about having your mouth on fire? My family used to tease me about not liking kimchi. My dad said maybe it meant I wasn't really Korean.
"We should have your DNA tested," he'd tell me.
The 7-year-old snot brain named Kenny, who lives with us, otherwise known as my little brother, would wave big pieces in front of me and threaten to force me to eat them. Another thing about kimchi is it has a really strong smell. Even though it's stored in jars, you can still smell it right through the jar and the refrigerator door. It sends out these feelers through the whole house. 3 years ago, when I was in fourth grade, we were living in Chicago. I'd made friends with a girl named Sarah. The first time she came over to play, she stopped dead in the entryway and said, "Ew, what's that smell?" I'd never really noticed it. Smells are funny that way. They can sort of disappear if you live with them all the time. But Sarah was so grossed out that I was really embarrassed. The exact same thing happened again a few weeks later, this time with two friends, a boy named Michael and his sister Lily. They both stopped dead in their tracks and grabbed their noses. Then they insisted that we play outside because they couldn't stand the smell. I asked my mom to stop making kimchi, but she told me I was being unreasonable. When we moved to Plainfield 2 years ago, our new apartment didn't smell like kimchi for about half a day. Then my mom unpacked some groceries, including a big jar of kimchi. Sigh. I met Patrick on our second day in Plainfield, a Saturday morning. Actually, I saw him on the first day. He was hanging around on his front steps 3 doors down, watching the movers. Him and his 3 brothers as well. I noticed him right away, not because of the way he looked, brown hair and a normal boy haircut, a few freckles, a gap between his front teeth that predicted braces in his future, but because he seemed to be the closest to my age. The other 3 boys were little, younger even than Kenny. On the second day, I took a break from unpacking and went out to have a good look at the neighborhood. There they were again, the 4 boys, like they'd never moved off the steps. This time there was a girl with them too, but she was a lot older. Patrick came down the steps and said hello and told me his name. I said hi back and told him mine. "Can I see inside your house?" he asked. "Sure," I said. As we started down the sidewalk, we were suddenly surrounded by his 3 brothers. "Can we come too? Patrick, we want to see! Patrick, what's your name?" Patrick stopped walking. "Claire!" he yelled. The girl on the steps looked up from picking at her nails. "Yeah?" she said. "Make them stay with you," Patrick said. "I can't go barging in with all of them." "I'm leaving soon. Michelle is picking me up to go to the mall." "Well, that means I'll be looking after them then, so you take them for now." Claire stood up. "You been icky!" she yelled. At least that was what it sounded like to me, but later I learned that their names were Hugh, Ben, and Nicholas, and that Hugh was a year older than Ben and Nikki, who were twins, and that they usually got called Hugh, Ben, Nikki, all in one breath. "Aw, Patrick, please, can we?" "Hugh, let's go see if there are any cookies," Claire said. Hugh let go of Patrick's arm and turned back toward their house. Ben and Nikki trotted after him. Patrick grinned at me. "If you get Hugh to do something, you've got all 3 of them," he explained.